Hey guys, today I want to break down a strategy that one of our clients used to hit over 10 million views on TikTok and get to $10,000 MRR with just this one simple strategy. But before we dive into it, let me tell you a little bit more about your hosts. If you're new here, my name is Sri Kakara, and together with my brother, we've built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing apps. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, Cloaked, and some other awesome companies. Again, I'm Sri Kakara, and you're listening to Scaling Your Mobile App Through Content. All right, so imagine you took one simple video format, did it over and over again, doubled your views to millions of views, and then used that to be able to get tons of downloads to your app and increase your MRR to over $10,000. Well, that's exactly what iPIC did. And today I'm going to be breaking down the exact strategy that we help them use. So iPIC is an AI-powered iris photography app. It basically lets people see the inside of their eyes with using AI. If you've ever taken a picture of your eye and you were like, wow, this looks so cool, imagine that like 10 times better, because iPIC basically uses AI to make it look even more realistic. And in 3 months, they hit over 80,000 downloads and over $10,000 in MRR. And it was because of this style of content that they produced with street interviews. So let's take a look at how they did it, the exact hooks they used, and how you can copy their strategy as well. So iPIC followed this copy-paste viral formula. And when their founders first came to us, I remember they were trying to explore different ideas to create content around. And they never had this idea of street interviews. They were trying to think about how they could show off their app, how they could promote it, basically get people to download it. And what we realized was that we needed to provide a lot of value in order for people to actually download the app. And after a lot of experimentation, we came down to street interviews. This was basically a format where a creator would stop people randomly on the street and show them their eyes' hidden beauty. And by doing this on random people, everyone was super curious and was thinking, how would my eye look if I use this app? And so some of the most viral hooks we've seen were, we stopped her on the street to show her how her eyes really look, or nobody's ready for how beautiful their eyes actually look, or when you realize your eyes have been keeping secrets. So anything that basically creates this intrigue of like, what would my eye look like if I were to take a picture of it with iPIC? And so we started off the videos with this massive hook, trying to get people to get drawn in. And then by the end of the video or in the middle of the video, we'd show off people's eye to them so that they could be shocked. And in every single video, it was the same way of getting people in, asking them what their eye looked like. They say they don't know. And then we would use the app, show them what it would actually look like. So here are some takeaways for their app's growth that I think you guys can use for your app as well. Number one is that street style UGC is amazing. I highly, highly recommend it, especially if you have a really cool app to show off to people. I would definitely figure out how to do some street style interviews or approaching people on the street and showing off the app. But the key here is not to just show it off. It's to figure out a way to drive value, just like iPIC showed people how the app was actually being used before they promoted it. So figure out how can you tie that into your app and then finally reveal what the app does so people actually go download it. Number two is to post content everywhere. So iPIC actually repurposed their videos onto other platforms as well. And I would highly recommend doing so because sometimes you just don't know. Maybe TikTok's the best. Maybe Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts might be better. So the more you can repurpose onto platforms, the more chances of success. And then finally, you want to drive curiosity. So you want to use very simple emotional hooks. Every viral video that they had came from just this curiosity of people being like, wow, I want to check this out, or wait, what does my eye look like? I've never thought of that. So you want to think about what can you get people to think, which is along the lines of, hey, I've never seen this before, or wow, I've actually never thought that before. That makes sense. So like, how can you create that feeling in people? And if you can do that repeatedly and then show off your app, tie that all in, make it very storytelling, like post it everywhere, I guarantee you'll find some good success. And iPIC overall doubled their total views. In fact, they've just skyrocketed by iterating on the same format again and again and again. And I actually really like this because the best brands, influencers in the world, and best apps in the world who are actually creating amazing content have found that creating one style of content that works really well is brilliant. Like, you just continuously repeat that. But in order to find that style, you need to experiment, try a lot of different things, and then lean into the ones that are doing well. So if you find that one style that works well, my recommendation would be to go try some street style interviews if possible with curiosity-driven hooks. This is a strategy that is scaling fast in 2025, and I would highly recommend it for all apps out there. Give it a shot. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.